Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're pushing back against the evil of this age. Call and make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
This is Bert Harper and Alex McFarland with you for the second hour. We appreciate Tony Perkins, Washington Watch, to give us this hour during this time of year, in the spring and the fall. So we appreciate them so much doing that. Love that program. Great people at Family Research Council. They got great programming, but they let us handle this hour during this time. And Alex, that's such a blessing. And in a way, that's what we're talking about, shoulder to shoulder and partnership. That's an example of it, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, I wish I could take time to just explain the camaraderie and the love and the partnership of all the ministries. You know, whether it's the Shoebox and Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child, or Tony Perkins and Washington Watch and the Values Voter Summit and Tank Full of Love and 8 Days of Hope and the Truth for Youth Bible. And then, of course, there's just the staff that is the great big AFR, AFA family. Isn't it a blessing to be part of such a harmonious, passionate, committed group? We love Jesus. We love each other. We love the nation. And I want to say to everyone listening, we love you. We really do. Some of you, we haven't met you yet, but we're going to meet you. And whenever we do meet you, don't you, you know, it's great. But when you meet AFR listeners, isn't it just like family?
It is. And you know, there's this song, notice we say brothers and sisters around here. I forgot what song that was, but it is true. We're brothers and sisters in Christ and their family. And we want you to feel that way, American Family Association. And so we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and we thank God for that. And our founder wanted it to be that way, Don Wildman. And so we're going to hear from him in just a moment. We still hear him. It's my turn, and we're going to hear that in a moment. But before we do, we really did great last hour, but we want it to continue. You made these phone calls at 877-616-2396, and we had a $50,000 challenge. You've done great, but we want to continue. It's still a great time to call in. Many of you are driving home. When you get home, you make that call, or you can pull off and say, this is what I want to do. I need to give this much. God has impressed me to give this much because it's my turn to do that. Others, you're able to listen because somebody before you gave. You know?
That's true.
And so if it wasn't for other people who gave again and again, we would not be on the air. But it's because of you, you're giving now, that others will get to hear in the future. And so we praise the Lord for the opportunities we have. Well, Alex, again, our founder, Don Wildman, his program that he did, It's My Turn, and we still have those, and they're still relevant today. And we wanted to play one for our listening audience. If they've never heard it, I think they'll be blessed by this one. Let's play that one, Brent.
It's My Turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some years ago, several soldiers were having a good time in the Soldiers Entertainment Center. Someone began playing the piano, and a crowd gathered. Soon the man playing the piano struck up a very familiar tune, and several in the crowd joined in singing. Some of you who are old enough may remember the song. It goes like this. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kid bag and smile, smile, smile. Well, someone in the crowd recognized the man playing the piano. Do you know who that is playing the piano? He asked the soldier next to him. That's Felix Lloyd Powell, the man who wrote the song. You know, many wish life was as simple as the song suggests. It would be a neat trick if we could pack up our troubles in an old kit bag and spend the day smiling. But unfortunately, life doesn't operate that way. Some things in life cannot be tucked away and forgotten. It's true that many try to pack up their troubles. They try various bags. Some try the bag of alcohol only to find that the trouble is still there when the hangover is gone. There's an old saying that the fastest way out of town is on a good, cheap drunk. The only catch is that town is still there when you wake up. Still others believe their troubles can be packed up in a dope needle. They try that bag. The only catch here is that the troubles won't stay in the bag unless we push another needle or eat another pill. And when we stop, those same troubles are still there, looking us in the eye. Police in Tacoma, Washington, found a note on the body of a 20-year-old well-dressed youth. In part, it said, "Dope ruined my life and took away my happiness forever. I could never live in a state of mind I was in." How we humans wish we could take a pill or push a button and our problems would be automatically solved. Some years ago, a financially secure man told me that mankind was on the verge of building utopia here on Earth by his own initiative. Then, he said, we can solve all our problems. One wonders sometimes if what we are building isn't closer to a Hades than a utopia. Unfortunately, you can't take a pill or push a button and get at the inside of a person. Life simply doesn't work that way. But we can find help for our problems. God will help us. He may not lead us to a quick, easy, and simple solution, but He will help us. And when they get too heavy for us to carry, we can turn our troubles over to Him. At least it will get the weight off of our back. The music soon stopped in the Soldiers' Entertainment Center. People went back to other things. In a few minutes, they heard a gunshot. Going to the room where the gunshot came from, they found Felix Lloyd Powell dead. There was a revolver in his hand. Don't put your troubles in an old kit bag of any kind and continue smiling. If you can't handle them, turn them over to God. He can help.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Alex, we have that opportunity to hear him, and we hope you understood that. It's only through Christ. And when you partner with us, you're able to, their people are able to hear Don Wildman and his wisdom and his wit that's so cutting. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And let me remind you, we're in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. That means that when you make your gift of any amount, it will be matched dollar for dollar for the next hour. Well, about 47 minutes. So in essence, your gift is doubled in size. Make that phone call now. We've got people ready to talk with you. Alex, Don Wildman was just ahead of his times with his foresight and knowledge, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was so powerful. I was listening to that talk he just did. That was very powerful. He was one of the, well, is, he's with us still. I don't mean to say was, but Don Wildman is one of the great Christian leaders in our nation's history. I mean, really. And, 25 years ago, I was reading the AFA newsletter, and I would keep those and never dreamed I would get to meet him. And for those that may not know the history, I mean, in the 1970s, when some very forward, prescient, intelligent people, like I think of Chuck Colson, I think of James Dobson, for whom I worked for a number of years, people like Dr. Falwell, who started Liberty University, Adrian Rogers, Phyllis Schlafly, D. James Kennedy, and yes, Dr. Don Wildman, they saw the battle that was on the horizon. And, you know, I thank God that Don Wildman spent four decades building one of the world's most powerful Christian ministries, the American Family Association. Today it's led by his son, Tim Wildman, and a host of incredible people. And we are very blessed to be a part of it. Now, I want to tell you a little bit more about AFA, but I want to ask you to support, because everywhere I go, and I travel a lot, but listen, everywhere I go, I meet people who have either come to Christ or come back to Christ through the programming you hear on the American Family Radio Network. And people get equipped. And listen, as the news is twisted and distorted through One News Now, there's a whole journalism wing that is giving honest, truth-based journalism. And this is important because, yeah, it's winning souls, but it's preserving our Constitution and our freedoms. The things that have made America great for 241 years that are really hanging in the balance, they must be defended. So here's what you can do to be a part of the solution. Call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Go online at AFR.net. Now, Bert, $150 gift, that's $5 a day in a month. 30 days, $5 a day. I mean, you can do this. We can all do it. $30 a month. If you give a gift of any amount, it's tax deductible. But the best part of it all is the Lord is using it to proclaim the gospel and really to help restore a nation that's really drifting right now, isn't it, Bert?
It is drifting. But people have given, and we want to hear from one more listener testimony about the lives that have been changed, influenced, encouraged through Christian radio, American Family Radio. Listen to this listener testimony.
I would hear of things in the news, and I would think they were horrible, but, you know, wouldn't really give much thought about them. And when I started listening to you guys, I really discovered that the world is in trouble and that we are sent to do something about it. We're sent to be soldiers for the Lord. So I just want to say thank you for all that you do and keep up the great work. I love listening to your station, and I contribute as well. Thank you so much.
A listener and a contributor. We pray that's what you become. As you've listened, would you give according to your blessing? And again, we have ministries, and it's amazing, Alex. We do American Family News, and we hear about that a lot, how much people appreciate that. What I appreciate about it usually is ever so often they'll do a missional story about lives that have been changed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what a joy that is. American Family Studios, as they're producing some of the best documentaries right now, and they're busy doing that and making a difference in people's lives. Churches are able to take those and play them and encourage their people and equip their people for the world with a Christian worldview. It's vital ministry. And when you make the call, 877-616-2396, you're helping AFR as we participate with these, we partner with, to make sure that the gospel is carried to all the ends of the earth. What a responsibility, Alex, and what a privilege.
Well, and you know, listen, I give God the glory. You spoke of American Family Studios, and by the way, the Pilgrim's Progress DVD, an animated version of the John Bunyan story that really all Christians need to hear, you'll get that if you give $30 a month. And, you know, so many things they've done. The God Who Speaks, which is a documentary about the Bible and how God gave His Word. You know, these things are just, you know, broadcast quality, great resources. But listen to this. A couple of years ago, we did a video on the 21 toughest questions your kids will ask about God. And I was asked to come in the studio and teach. And we put together, you know, about 5 or 6 hours of content for parents and a leader's guide and everything. Well, I get this letter, please come to Cincinnati, Ohio to be a part of the award you've won for the International Christian Visual Media Awards has named your curriculum Video Curriculum of the Year. We didn't even know we were entered, and the American Family Studios, it won an award.
Amen.
That's the quality of what God is doing through this ministry.
It is, and when you give, you're partnering with us to make sure that others are equipped. God's equipped you. We want to equip others as well. And when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396, right now, because of this $50,000 challenge, your gift is basically doubled. So make that call, 877-616-2396.
This ministry exists by the grace of God. Through supporters like you, God is providing for the operation of this ministry. We're standing shoulder to shoulder, and we'd like to thank you for your part in the effort. When you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you an 8-ounce bag of Honor, our French vanilla-flavored American family coffee. And when you make a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the coffee and a DVD of the animated family-friendly movie, The Pilgrim's Progress. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us as we push back against the decline of our culture. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. Working together, we're helping to preserve godly values. And thanks for listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
I just wanted to call because God answered a prayer for me through American Family Radio. I had prayed that God would bring me godly companionship, and it seemed like I would never find any. And then I realized every day I'm listening to American Family Radio, and I'm hearing Abraham Hamilton and Brian Fisher and different people who are speaking the word to me every day and giving me godly counsel of my faith. I'm a father of two and a husband. I'm trying to lead the best I can in a godly way. And I just wanted to say that God answered my prayer through American Family Radio by giving me godly companionship and godly counsel through this radio station. Thank you so much.
Working together for the cause of Christ. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
You know, AFR has a lineup that I think that is just great. It blesses people, even on the weekends. And I say that even on the weekends because a lot of times what we hear Monday through Friday. But we're going Saturday and Sunday all day, 24 hours. Listen to this lineup as you listen to this. Truth for a New Generation. That's Alex McFarland. Mm. Exploring Missions, Bert Harper. My son, Nathan Harper. Worship and the Word with Pastor Robert Morris. From His Heart, Jeff Shreve. Changed Lives by Ben Hayden. I mean, Again and Again, Hour of Holiness by Bill Ury. Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Rick Warren, and Voice of the Martyrs, Let My People Think, Ravi Zacharias.
Amen.
Alex, we're talking about, I would say, some real strong Bible teaching and information coming from here at AFR. And when you give, you're making that available to people all over the world because of now the internet. We hear from people from other nations that listen to Exploring the Word, that listen to other programs, and we're asking you to make that call, 877-616-2396, and I'm getting instructions from Derek Hayden, our vice president. Make those phones ring. All we can do is ask you, isn't that, Alex? We can't make them. We can't do it for them, but we sure can ask them to make that pledge, can't we?
Oh, it's the Holy Spirit. That's right. And we're asking God to move on your heart so that we could all just partner together, link arms together to see souls saved. And, you know, Bert, I got to say this. I wish that I could adequately convey how grateful I am for AFA and all the partners and supporters. You know, for a number of years, I had believed that God wanted me to be on the radio. And I'm traveling, you know, and even though I've for 20-some years, I've averaged probably speaking, you know, 220 nights a year. And I love to do it. Colleges, universities, atheists, dialoguing with lost people, it's great. And I believe that God wanted me to be on the radio, Bert. And I prayed about it, and I wrote some letters. And there are a lot of networks out there, and they do a good work, and God bless them. But let me just tell you, it is a pay-to-play proposition, and you don't go on national Christian radio unless you have mega, mega dollars, which I don't have. I'm just a guy. I'm just an evangelist. So 10 years ago, Tim Wildman reached out to me, and I met with Tim Wildman and Jim Stanley, and they said, you know, we have this idea to do Exploring the Word, and we want you on the radio. And I said, well, guys, hey, before you go any farther, you know, I don't have any money. I really don't. And Tim Wildman said, you know, we're not asking for money. We have supporters, and we're going to put you on the radio if you'll just preach the Word of God. And Bert, I want to tell you, the tens of millions of people that have heard the gospel, the thousands of people that have accepted Christ, or maybe they had backslidden and they came back to Christ, or they learned how the Word of God applies to daily life and biblical worldview, and the thousands of people that have said, you know, I've decided to build my home as a Christian home, and I'm laying down my life for my wife and my family, and all these things. And Bert, I don't have any money to do this. It's a harvest of lives and souls, but it's all these dear listeners that have contributed. And friend, you share in these rewards, and I believe with all my heart, I want to say this, Bert, and I want your response. When we get to heaven, and there are just countless multitudes there that came to Christ, and they heard about salvation through AFR, and the darkness was pushed back, and the light of the gospel was shined out there to people that are hungry, because we all partnered together. It's worth it, Bert. I mean, it is worth it. That's why we're going to ask you to do something. 877-616-2396. If you would call this number, your contribution of any amount, we're so grateful for you. I promise you, we will be faithful to preach, teach, reach, disciple people, and we're going to do what we can do together for Christ's great commission and the salvation of the United States of America.
Preach it, brother. Amen. And that's why our theme is standing shoulder to shoulder, taken from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. We went over that on Exploring the Word in 2016, Alex. And it's standing shoulder to shoulder. That's the Amplified yes. version. And when we do that, we're talking about you giving, that we give, we share, we get on the radio, we preach the Word, and we partner with people like Operation Christmas Child every year, the Shoebox Ministry, and we work with them to get those children, those gifts, but also the gospel of Jesus Christ, and by donating more than 5,000 minutes of airtime about the National Collection Week, we're able to help 10 million shoeboxes be sent in 2018. Hear that, 2 million shoeboxes by Operation Christmas Child. But AFR had a part in that, not only sending the shoeboxes, but asking people to do that. And so when you give, you're a part of that. You're sharing in that. You're sharing in India Partners, where safe houses being built in Mumbai in red light districts to take children out of that, give them room and board, full-time school for children. They're tutoring, they have medical care, counseling, and most of all, they hear the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And last year, we provided over 31,000 days of safety for these precious children. That's what you do. And not only did you give, what's amazing, they give above and beyond when they give to India Partners. But when you give to AFR, you're making it possible for us to partner with ministries like India Partners and others. And so make that phone call right now, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net. And Alex, we're going to get to listen to another listener testimony. It's my favorite part. I love to hear about these testimonies where lives were changed.
This is Becky from Texas. There are many, many programs on AFR that are helpful to me and that I really enjoy. But the one that I look forward to the most is It's My Turn with Don Wildman. Because in those few minutes, every time I listen to him, he points me closer to the Lord. Sometimes he also makes me laugh, but the stories that he tells and just the viewpoint that he expresses, you can tell that he's a man who the Lord matters first to him, and that's inspiring to me, and I appreciate it.
I think that was Becky. I agree with her. That's one of my favorite parts of AFR. I still listen and enjoy that, and I love that picked up on his humor and his wit. It always, his wit is not like mine. His always has a point. Sometimes I just like to laugh, and like my son say, Dad, somebody always laughs at your jokes. You do. And but Don Wildman's wit, and we appreciate that so much and appreciate that. So with programming like that, also I would say John Stone Street, you know.
The Colson Center.
Yeah, the Colson Center. Those about 4 or 5 minutes that he's on the air makes great points like everything, and it's always a blessing to hear that. So it's not only the 30-minute programs and the hour-long programs. Sometimes it's that 3 minutes or that 4 minutes or 2 minutes. Like during Exploring the Word, Tony Evans, he comes on with that 2 minute about
it. Oh, I love it.
I do too, and I'm listening. So you're partnering with others. And I just want to say this, Alex, and I'll give the number and turn it back over to you. God loves that kind of partnership. And he didn't come to earth. He called 12 men that walked with him. And then on the day of Pentecost, 500 gathered and then thousands were saved. So partnership is a part of the New Testament concept. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're partnering with us so we can partner with others. What a joy it is, Alex.
Bert, I know you were on the board of AFA for some years, and were you the board chair at one time?
I was for about 3 years after Brother Don had to step down after he had his bout with that mosquito. He calls it a liberal mosquito that bit him, that gave him encephalitis. Elected me chairman of the board, and I had the privilege, and I mean, it's one of the highlights of my life. And then I got the privilege of coming on board and doing this program. My wife and I work with pastors and wives. We work with families. We do family revivals. It's really a blessing to be a part of. And Alex, like you, AFR, because of that, my life has been enriched and blessed, brother.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when you were on the board and Dr. Don Wildman was building this ministry, he had a vision. He had such a vision. Would you all have, so many years back, would you have ever dreamed of what God would turn this into to with the internet and the radio and publishing and creation of films and resources, truly a worldwide gospel outreach? Did you all see that back then, Bert?
Oh, I'll say this. Brother Don did, and he would come to the board, and he'd tell us his vision and what we'd do. And the board members, we would look at each other and say, really? And the answer was, yes, it's going to be. The first time he talked about a radio network, the first time he talked about a studio, I never will forget that. And he was always a visionary. And this is one of my favorite stories. He had the idea of 500 stations nationwide, and some things changed. I won't go into all the changes that were made. And so real quick, he had been reading about the internet and how it was going to explode. So AFR and AFA was way ahead of the ball when it came to the internet and podcast and all that. A lot of folks said, okay, we need to do something. They were trying to catch up, and AFR and AFA had already made that transition. I remember a debate that I was privileged to be a part of. We had two men. We were eating lunch, and I came into the same restaurant, and I sat down with them, and they talked about which one is the most effective, the internet or radio. And one of them was Marvin Sanders. Of course, Marvin was advocating the radio. The other say, man, the internet. And have you ever heard, stop, you're both right? And
right.
But that was Don Wildman. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're adding to the dream and the vision of Brother Don of getting the gospel and the good news of Christ and real life, what life is all about, the importance of life, the importance of marriage. You're helping to spread it around the world. So, yes, the dream continues, Alex.
Well, amen. Amen. And, folks, there's a lot we want to share, and I would say it is vital. It is imperative that we keep AFR on the air all around America and on the web. Young people come up to me, and they'll say, oh, my goodness, you know, Alex McFarland, we listen to Exploring the Word, you and Bert. And, you know, the funny thing, folks, I travel a lot. Everywhere I go, people, they'll say, oh, I'll listen to Exploring the Word. And they'll go, hey, where's Bert? And I'm like, well, you know, Bert and I, sometimes once in a while we get to travel together, but he's on the road preaching, I'm on the road preaching. But so many young people listen on their mobile device through the app and all that, but people listen to this programming and young people listen. So here's a number, please, just if you would take just a brief couple of minutes and call this number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you were to donate $150, they're going to send you a thank you gift of some AFA coffee. It's really, really good. If you were to commit to $30 a month, you'll get the coffee plus a DVD of Pilgrim's Progress, a Christian classic by John Bunyan. It's really great. You can donate online at AFR.net. But let me say this, Bert. Let me change gears for just a minute.
Well, let me remind them, when they make that call right now, it's a $50,000 challenge, Alex. I wanted to interrupt for make sure people know that when they give right now, that will be matched within the next 35 minutes. So right now, you need to call and make that call now. Go ahead. I wanted to make sure they remembered that, Alex.
Well, about 16 years ago, I was in a meeting at Focus on the Family. Maybe 15 years ago it was. Now that it was 04. And Dr. Dobson, who is brilliant and godly, but Dr. Dobson said the gay rights movement was not so much about anybody's constitutional rights, the gays. He said it was about obstructing the gospel. He said what this is, and he saw through the noise, and he said what this is about ultimately is a way to silence the gospel. Now, here's the deal, folks. If we don't have a major move of God, the Constitution of America guards what are called natural rights. In other words, things that are clearly common sense given by God. And great people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that the laws of man are only valid to the degree that they're in harmony with the laws of God written on every heart. Now, when it comes to things like abortion and the redefinition of marriage, transgenderism, gay marriage, and other things I could say, look, the Constitution doesn't protect artificial, contrived, manufactured rights. Mm. I mean, homosexuality is unnatural, so there's no constitutionally protected right to do that which is unnatural. Now, people do things that are sinful and unnatural, but what we can't in America, what we shouldn't and can't do is allow people to use the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. Now, why am I telling you all that? Because look, folks, if we don't continue to win souls and influence elections and influence people's viewpoint, we're going to live to see the criminalization of Christianity. And Bert, that's a fact.
Yes.
And this is why we have to, at this point, even if it's a sacrifice, we must stand together, speak the truth. Otherwise, we're going to see the criminalization of the preaching of Jesus.
And I want to tell you, the freedom to preach this gospel is so vital. That's why you have the AFA Action, which is another part of AFA, AFR. And its mission is to inform and mobilize the individuals to strengthen the biblical foundation of America, where freedom is ringing true, where the gospel is free to be preached. And you can be a part of that and help us, because we're wanting to be faithful with what God has given us. And when He blesses us with the finances, we're going to share the gospel. We're going to share truth. We're going to do it in love. And that number to partner with us, to stand shoulder and shoulder with us, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net, make that contribution, and let it be a part of what we do. The voter guide is so important. It really does it nationally, but it does it many state by state, Alex, and people can see where people stand on that. Rob Chambers does a great job of doing that, and he does it for the glory of God, because I've talked to Rob so many times, it's for that unhindered gospel, so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you said, that homosexual agenda and what they're trying to advocate and what they're trying to do, is to shut anything of a biblical model of marriage and life that we have to be quiet. And if we don't, we've heard one politician said we're going to take away their tax-exempt status. I don't think he's the first. He may be the first one that voiced it, but I guarantee he's not the last one to do so.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We want to stand strong. Make that phone call, 877-616-2396. We're in the middle of that $50,000 challenge. So basically, when you give any amount, that those dollars will be doubled in the next 20 minutes. That's what time you have. So make that call now. Do that. Call that number or go online at AFR.net. That number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
On behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom. And give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family. And along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that American Family Radio is not only reaching the Caucasian, but it's a Latino. I get information from your radio and share it with the Hispanic community. A lot of these people have learned to rely on American Family Radio for the truth. Muchas gracias por hacer el radio que tiene Cristo en la mente. Thank you so much.
Working together and with the help of God, we can make a difference for His name's sake. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
Maybe your heart resonates with the words of Psalm 45. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Now listen to this. Verse 17 of Psalm 45, I will make your name to be remembered to all generations. Therefore, people shall praise you, Lord, forever and ever. Welcome to Share-a-thon Fall 2019. Alex McFarland here with Bert Harper. And we're doing something we don't spend much time at all doing. You know, 99% of the whole year, you're hearing the gospel, you're hearing great content, you're hearing Bible teaching. But for just a couple of days a year, we just have to ask for your help and your prayers and support. But this is a collaborative effort, you know. Christianity is not a Lone Ranger proposition, and the Great Commission is a team effort, Bert, isn't it? And so we're asking you to join the team. And maybe you've been on the team, and so you're going to sign up all over again, as we all do. And maybe you're new to this great ministry. But all over America, the truth is going forth. The Lord is moving on people's lives to bring souls to Christ, to bring people to knowledge of truth. So here's how you can be a part of what God is doing to save America. Call 877-616-2396. And Bert, got a little text here. We're trying to make a $50,000 match. There might be somebody driving along, and a $1,000 contribution would be very easy for you to do because God has blessed you. It could be somebody, and you could give $50. Some people could give $50,000. And listen, it's not the size of the gift necessarily. It's not where the decimal point is, but it's the faithfulness that God has all called us to. And we're just asking you to be open to the Spirit of God and to be a part of what we are doing passionately. I would say, and I know I speak for Bert Harper and Miki and Will and Dan Celia and so many people, Jim Stanley, we're giving it the best we got, aren't we, Bert?
We are, and I just want to share this. We are doing our best. We're in many states. Listen to this list, and we're getting callers from Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas,
Canada.
Virginia, Washington, West Virginia. Yes, we're getting all over, and because of the internet, we're heard not only in those states, but we get people from New York City that call and say, I listen to the podcast. And so when you give and make that contribution, you're helping the gospel go throughout America. But Alex, it's really international now. It really is. And you do that by making that phone call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And you wonder why we give that number so much. It's because people ask us to. They'll say, man, we'll be wanting to make a contribution and somebody will be talking when they should be giving the number. So we try to interrupt every once in a while, make sure that number gets out, Alex. But it is exciting to see what God can do. 877-616-2396. Write that down, put it in your phone, and when I say it fast the next time, you'll already have it. They tell me to speak a little slower. Now, that's unusual for somebody to tell Bert Harper that, because I got that southern drawl. So anyway, but make that phone call now.
You know, Bert, this reminds me of kind of a funny story. 2 years ago, February of 2017, I was in Toronto, Canada. And on a Friday, I finished the show like always, and then I flew to Canada to speak at a college. And frankly, I was debating an atheist, and I was in front of the philosophy department at a Canadian university. But anyway, on Sunday morning, I'm at this hotel, and I go down to get coffee. And there's a family of a husband, wife, and about four kids. And the lady looked at me, I mean, like she had seen a ghost or something. She came over, she said, now keep in mind, I'm in Toronto, Canada. And she goes, Alex McFarland? And I said, yeah. She goes, Exploring the Word, AFA? And I said, yeah. And they came around. She said, oh my goodness, what in the world are you doing in Toronto? And I said, well, I came up here to preach and speak at a university and hopefully win some young people to Christ. And she said, but Friday you said you were in North Carolina. And I said, well, I was, but here I am. And it's just amazing. I remember one time Bert and I were on the show and a guy called. He was in downtown New York City on his cell phone right there in Manhattan. And he said, I listen every day. And my point being, Exploring the Word and AFR, there are no borders. I mean, this signal and this content, God is using to go to the whole wide world. And there are people, I mean, literally all over the world that they're listening and they're hearing the gospel.
Amen.
And folks, let's do this thing. Come on, let's do. And right now there's a match. I'm going to ask you, as the Spirit of God leads, to give big, because we've got a big message and a big need and big opportunity and eternity to win people to Christ. That is a big responsibility. So let's knock this thing out of the park. Call 877-616-2396. And, you know, I'm so thankful that while there are a lot of people out there peddling that which is false, and we live in a time where the fight for truth is frankly more intense than ever, I am so thankful that Don Wildman had a vision to create something that at the hour of our nation's most critical need, we could be preaching the truth, God's Word, God's Son, salvation. Hey, let's link together and make this thing as fruitful as it can possibly be. Support what God is doing through AFR.
Shoulder to shoulder, we're standing. Listen to this listener testimony about what God has done.
I began listening to Sandy Rios in the morning about 5 years ago. I found this station by accident when I was looking for a new radio station to listen to. And at the time, I was a registered Democrat, although I'm a Christian. And I justified through the years voting Democrat because basically I watched politicians campaign on platforms that they never lived up to. And I was looking for a new direction and a new light, I guess, in my life. And as I began to pray and get closer to God and listening to Sandy Rio, she really educated me. And it was such a light into my path. And I thank God every day for that. And as I had grown and started to listen to other programs, I never turned the channel anymore. It's always on American Family. And I have shared this with so many people who now listen to American Family. I want to thank you so much for your outreach and what you've done for me and what you've done for others. And please never stop. We need you now more than ever. I pray for our nation, and I pray for our president, and I pray for AFR. Thank you.
Amen. Wow. Alex, wow.
To and God be the glory.
It is. She was a Christian, and then an informed Christian, doing what the Word of God says, and that's what we're designed to do. Yes, we want you to know Christ and then develop a Christian or a biblical worldview. And that's what most of the programs are about here. Alex and I on Exploring the Word, we do that. Tony Perkins, who you would normally be listening, lets you hear from Washington Watch from a perspective of a biblical worldview. They all fit together. And being saved and have a biblical worldview, they stand in line with one another. And that's part of our ministry to do that. Alex, one of the greatest ministries I know a guy had was a mechanic. And he said he would get in a car after he had fixed it, and he would get on the radio, and every one of the buttons that they would push would take them to AFR. He said, I'm doing my part so people will know about AFR and here. And a lot of folks, they heard it for the first time. And they thanked him for letting them know about American Family Radio. And when you give and make that pledge at 877-616-2396, slow it down, Bert, 877-616-2396, join with us, partner with us, stand shoulder to shoulder. I just want to let you know, when you do that and you're giving, you're part of what it is. Alex and I on Exploring the Word, we've had people call in and was able to come to Christ on the radio while we were sharing with them. We've had others to call, and we sent them to Need Him, 888-NEED-HIM, and they've been saved there because we're wanting people to know Jesus Christ, because every knee will bow one day and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But you want to do it here on this side of eternity, not on the other side and in torment saying, He was the Lord, He was. And Alex, we don't want to wait that late, do we?
No, we don't. You ever heard that old saying that bad times bring good people together?
Yes. Yeah.
Bad times bring good people together. And, you know, I praise God for life and the fact that we are, like Esther 4:14, we are in the kingdom for just such a time as this. Folks, you know, thank the Lord for the faithful Christians that preceded us, but this is our time. This is our hour to sacrificially live the gospel, underwrite ministries, and here is what we would ask you to do. Not later, but now. Call today, call even right now while you're thinking about it, and the number is 877-616-2396. And there's a couple of thank yous that they would give for different gifts, but your gift in any amount will be used to share the gospel and help preserve our nation. And frankly, Bert, I'm really concerned about our country right now. Really concerned about the rise of atheism among young people. Just how so many millennials and younger are enamored with socialism. But they're open because, you know, when we were at Truth for New Generation in Richmond over the weekend, and Mickey was there, and Bill Federer, and Todd Starnes from Fox News, and other speakers. Teenagers, they're like, really? Help me explain to my friends why socialism is wrong. And we're talking to them. Help me explain to my friends, you know, how do we know God really exists? So kids, and, you know, all ages matter to God, obviously, but these young people, they're hungry for truth, but we got to be there to give it to them, don't we?
We do. And right now, you're talking about that number. There's that $50,000 challenge. That means your phone call, your pledge is basically doubled. And together, that 50,000 becomes 100,000. Wow. That really speaks 100,000.
So this is the time of day to give,
isn't it? This is it. 5 minutes left. Make that call. Call that ring. We got three or four folks I see that are not on the phone. They're not taking. They're not talking to someone. So there's lines open right now that you could call. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, you was talking about what we would send them. The reason we do that, yes, it's an appreciation. But more than that, we are a channel. We're not the Dead Sea that collects it and lets it stay there. We're more like the Sea of Galilee where there's more fish than they could catch. You remember when their nets were so full they broke? That wasn't in the Dead Sea. That was in the Sea of Galilee.
You're right.
Yeah, the Dead Sea gets water in but no water out. The Sea of Galilee collects all that water, and then it feeds it through the Jordan River down, and there's life there. So what we're saying, we want to give too. It's our privilege to give. We give time to Operation Christmas Child, to Tank Full of Love. Yes, we do. But we want to give back just to show appreciation to you with that coffee and Pilgrim's Progress. We want to do that because it's more blessed to give than to receive, brother. And so we don't want to just be on the receiving end. We want to be the givers as well.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? We've got another Truth for a New Generation coming up November 15, 16. We're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. Abe Hamilton is going to be there, Erwin Lutzer, Josh McDowell, Ann Paak, from a former lesbian from the Restored Hope Network. It's going to be amazing. A lot of great speakers. And, you know, on Exploring the Word, we're giving people the Scriptures. We're giving people the Word of God. And on the road traveling, Bert travels, I travel, we do collaborative events throughout the year. And we respond to atheism. We respond to evolution versus creation. We respond to the great moral issues of our day. You know, in the Bible, it laments, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hey, America is going to be led by the people who give their message in the most effective, fruitful, compelling way. And for this reason, Bert, we must proclaim forth the gospel of Jesus. Amen. And the biblical worldview that built this nation in the first place.
That is what will not return void. My opinions really doesn't matter. My thoughts really doesn't matter in eternity. But what does matter is the Word of God. It is settled in heaven. God will send it forth, and it will accomplish what He sends it forth to do. And so here, Alex and Bert, make that pledge that we're going to share the Word of God on Exploring the Word. Now, we take 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring to share with you. We have the need, financial need, to keep us going. We got engineers. We got board ops. We got ladies that have to, and men who have to respond to your calls. We try to do that. And so we're asking you to partner with us. And remember the theme this year, standing shoulder to shoulder from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. Then I will give to the people a purified lips that all of them may call on the name of the Lord to serve Him shoulder to shoulder. Alex, partnership's awesome when it's with the people that love God, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And you know, the Bible tells us in verses like Galatians 6, 9, in due season you will reap if you faint not. And I just want to say this, for those that you call in with needs and prayer requests, we love you. We do pray for you. We care about you. Most of all, though, God loves you. And let's help a nation hear about the love of Jesus. Support 877-616-2396.
Thank you for calling. Give us a call. We want to hear from you right now. $50,000 challenge. 2 minutes remaining. Make that call. Hurry. Do it now.
You can do it.
Yes, you can.